can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, cover it in chocolate and a miracle or two. The Candyman. The Candyman can.
Welcome to a very special episode of Who Eats This Cheap Shit? That's what we're doing.
It's a very rare episode.
A very rare, very new, very special episode of Who Eats This Cheap Shit.
I would say it's a very rare Pepe, but a few years have gone by since Pepes were funny.
And now that they are just racist shit.
Yeah. Back in the day, it used to just be a weird drawing of a frog, and he'd be like, this is a rare drawing of this frog.
Look at this Pepe. But no.
It's not okay anymore. Something has changed. But this is a very rare episode because I don't think we've ever done one of these.
Yeah,
we did something like one once.
We basically did this at the beginning of some episode instead of doing content.
Mm-hmm. Which is that we will go, John in particular loves to go to the grocery store. And why don't you tell the folks what you love to do, John? Because it's filthy, frankly, what you do at grocery stores.
And so there I go. I get into one of these aisles and I crouch down real low.
Unbuckle my belt.
So one of my very favorite things that I love to do, whether it's at the grocery store or if I go to some fast food place or whatever, is when they have a promotional item that is just the dumbest bullshit you've ever seen, I have to buy it. I have to.
Which mostly means that you exist in the market of all the new flavors of dumb things. Like when chips come out, they're like, what flavor is this? And it's like, oh, chicken and mushrooms. You're like, I need to know.
Oh, yeah, I have to. Like, I'll get a bag of those. When they had like the biscuits and gravy chips, I was like, I'm going to open this up and then take a big whiff and go, ooh, that's nasty. It's time to eat this.
It's a true fact, isn't it? All the promotional, whenever they do the, you know, it's like chicken Navratam korma. And you're like, that sounds crazy. I want to open that up and get a whiff of it. The whiff is always the worst.
It is. I mean, we've played the scented candle game.
Yeah, my girlfriend and I do that at Walmart. We call it the candle sniff game, where we go down the row of scented candles, pop them open. You have to have them closed first. You pop them open and take a big hit. And even if it says it's like, ooh, cherry sunset. And you're like, I'm pretty sure that's just the name of a Prince song. But it doesn't matter because when you smell it, it just hits you like a fucking brick wall.
Oh, yeah. The smell from those when you pop that lid open is like getting punched in the face by a smell.
Mm-hmm. It is. Which, by the way, is the name of my second favorite Prince song.
Punched in the face by a smell?
Oh, you take the out.
Punched in the face by smell?
Yeah, that's my second favorite Prince song.
Whose smell?
I think you know. The context of the song makes it fairly apparent.
Oh, okay. Yeah you got to listen to the song, really. I can't explain it to you.
I mean, they don't explain whose pussy it is in Pussy Control. It's just generally pussy.
Whose pussy?
Who do you talk to about Pussy Control? Thanks, Patton.
So, we are here with three flavors of Oreos that we have picked up from our local grocery store.
Oh, God. You left one of them at home, too. This could have been a four-parter.
This could have been a giant four-way, but instead it's just a three-way.
Okay. All right. So,
what I need to do first, though, mm-hmm. is I need to get in here with a nice big whiff of this cherry cola.
Oh, okay. So we're starting with a sniff test, and we're going to go through each one of these cookies and do the sniff and then the taste.
Oh, fuck my ass. That is pungent.
Oh, sweet mercy. That tastes like if... smells. That smells like if Simple Green had a toothpaste flavor.
I don't know what I was expecting, but it definitely wasn't that.
No, not at all.
Like, I've had some of the nastier Oreo flavors, and even the sniff test, you're like, ooh, that's a little something. This is bad.
This is pure chemical. I'm not joking here. This smells, literally smells like if you put a bunch of Simple Green into a dumpster and then took a big whiff of it from behind a car wash. Like, behind one of those big industrial car washes.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, it is. It's so much chemical. All right, I've got one out. Now, the big gimmick with this is that there are popping candy. Not Pop Rocks, because they didn't have the rights to that.
No.
There's popping candy in here. So, not only is there a cherry and cola flavor, but also Pop Rocks to simulate that wonderful bubble nature of the soda.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, John's going to take the first bite. I just want to make sure that you can really hear the crunch sound on the mic, because if there's one thing that we love to do here at the System Mastery Network, it's put real crunch sounds right into the mic. Oh, my God, John's face. I'm sorry, oh. I'm trying to narrate, and I can't.
Oh, my God, it gets worse with time. Like, you take a bite in, and you get that Oreo cookie, and you're like, okay, Oreo cookie. And there's some sort of weird flavor in there. And as you chew, the cola and cherry flavors start to come through, and it's just, it like coats your tongue in this chemical swamp.
All the Pop Rocks. Oh, I hate this.
Oh.
It's in all my teeth.
Because you know how Oreo, like the cookies get into every crevice of your teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now imagine every crevice of your teeth is popping.
This is like tiny invisible dentists are attacking me. I hate that. Because normally with Pop Rocks, you don't chew them. You just put them on your tongue and you're like, ha ha ha, this is fun. I have little like, sparkles in my mouth or whatever. I am enjoying this.
But I've
this
got is, sparkles in my mouth.
This is just getting all the way up in there. I've got, I've got sparkles in my mouth because sparkles paid up. Ew, gross.
Oh, my God.
It's all sludgy, too. It doesn't have the same consistency as a regular Oreo. This is like a tar.
Oh, fuck me. Okay, yeah, no. The more you eat, the worse it is. Like, the more that flavor gets into you. It's. I don't know if you've ever, listeners, have you ever had bottle caps? I know we have.
Mm-hmm, but a bottle cap candy. It's one of the lower tier of Halloween delights.
It's like on the bottom tier of what you get at Halloween, and imagine you took a cherry cola bottle cap, crushed it up into a fine powder, and then put it on an Oreo and then also left it in a cup where you had had soda previously for about 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
It honestly smells like if I had had cherry Coke and I put it in a glass and then like put it on a shelf somewhere and then let it sort of ferment and then poured it out and then sniffed it, it would kind of be like this.
It tastes like if you made a suicide, you know a suicide, John, that when you mix every soda together?
Yeah.
It tastes like if you had made a suicide from, like, a company or, like, a restaurant that didn't have the money for Pepsi or Coke, so they went with, like, RC. It was like, what flavors do you have in here? Well, we got Royal Crown, Diet Royal Crown, Tab, and Birch Beer. There's some Sarsaparilla mixed in there, too. It's because it's just sort of a generic cola by way of being a brown sweet.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't taste like any specific brand of cola. It just sort of tastes of cola.
I gotta say, I really am hating these Pop Rocks. I mean, these popping candies.
These popping candies.
They haven't stopped yet. I finished that cookie a minute or two ago, and it's still in there, like, way up in the back of my molars, like, cracking loose.
Oh, yeah. God damn. Okay, that is... I think we started with the gold on this one, because that shit... I cannot imagine anything being worse than
that. I guess
that.
We're going to have to coast down from here. Oh, right. Man, it's like there's a concert in my mouth, and it's only Smash Mouth.
Oh, God. Well, you got all those mouth sounds. All right. Next up, we've got Kettle Corn Oreos. They are filled with puffed millet pieces.
Ah, pieces of puffed millet, you say?
Ah, yes. Puffed millet. All right, here we go. Let's open that package up.
Make sure everyone can really hear the package.
Oh, yeah. Well, the smell is very much like that buttered popcorn from, like, Jelly Bellies.
Oh, no, I can already smell it from here. I'm sitting a good 3 yards away from John.
A good 3 yards away.
3 yards.
I'm sitting a good football field away from John right now.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Okay, let's do the whiff.
Oh, my. It's very strange. The cream on this and the other one, you're so right. It's like melty.
Yeah, it's like it doesn't have the structural integrity of Oreo creme. I would be worried about dipping any of these in milk because I feel like that would just bring up two cookies.
Yeah, this.
And then the milk would come to life.
It is. Yeah, it would straight come to life and come after me for doing this to it.
Oh,
how dare you, sir?
Oh, man, that's like. I just did the whiff. I just took the whiff, and it's like being at a butter toffee factory.
It's like someone just gave me a swirly in that butter you get when you order lobster.
I hate this, John. I don't think I'm going to like this one. I think I'm going to like the cherry cola more.
I don't think it would be possible for me to like anything less than the cherry cola.
Go ahead. Once again, this is kettle corn. We're looking for elements of salt and sweet.
Huh.
Yeah, what do we got?
That's not terrible. You definitely really don't get the salty in there, but man, the flavor is so much more mild than the smell.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's like eating durian or Limburger or something, where when you take that whiff, you're like, oh, no, that's not for humans.
No, wait a minute. This isn't for consumption at all.
Is this one of those, like, Scandinavian foods that people eat as a trap? Is this one of those things where it's like, here, it's rotted shark flesh. I hung it in a cabin by a sea for a year and a half. And then you have to, like, wash the goo off it, and then when you eat it, it just tastes like cardboard. But they either call that, like, huskarl or surstroming. Either one is just fucking foul. But this is, yeah, the smell hits you like a belt in the face from a big bag of caramel corn, but not good caramel corn. But the taste is a little tiny bit salty, mostly just sort of a vague caramel.
Yeah, you get popcorn flavor in there. I'm not going to lie about that.
Mm-mm. No, it's definitely closer to the right experience than the cherry cola.
Oh, yeah, because at least, I mean, I know all of these flavors are just chemicals, mm-hmm. but at least the chemicals in this one aren't, like, enough to destroy me. Like, the cherry cola chemicals straight up hurt me in my mouth. They did bad things to me. They took my taste buds behind the woodshed and just beat the shit out of them.
And folks, that actually happened. Believe victims of Oreos.
Believe me when I tell you what these Oreos did to me. I mean, it kind of, more than the cherry cola, it coats your mouth.
No, that's true. The flavor's still in there. At least it's sort of covering up and burying those pop rocks. So at this point, I've got kind of explosions going off in the subsurface level. Like
eventually, it'll be past the mantle and you'll just be into the core.
It's like my teeth are a mining town and there was a collapse today.
Oh, good Lord. Okay. Well,
there you go. That's kettle corn flavored Oreos.
That butter has just coated my mouth from those Oreos. I know it's not even real butter, but it just feels like I've got that, like, movie theater popcorn butter.
No, it's
all
true.
Up in my mouth.
It's somehow the inside of my mouth feels heavier than it did previously.
It's like it's slick.
Yeah, you're right.
I feel like a tiny elf has put on butter skates and gone through my mouth.
Careful, John, that elf has a gun.
It's a monkey. He's got a gun!
Blam, blam.
All right. And lastly, we've got birthday cake Oreos.
The birthday cake. I am actually the most reticent about this of the three of them. Generally speaking, I hate birthday cake flavor because usually it's got the most pungent of chemical smells when you actually finally get in there. John's just about to take the whiff test and we'll see his face.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, don't do that.
Do not take a strong nose forward with this.
Oh, that was a bad plan.
This is food.
Oh God. Can you imagine being the person that works in this Oreo factory and just being surrounded by this shit all day?
Oh, no, I can't.
Like I mean, you'd have to have one of those masks on. But even then, you're going to come out. It's like when you work in one of those smoky lounges all day and you come out and you just smell of smoke forever. It's going to be like that. You walk out of there and you're like, hey, man, why do you smell like a scented candle? Well.
Which is exactly what this smells like. This smells like if you just took a big old whiff out of a vanilla scented candle.
Yeah.
And I mean that in a way where you can tell from smelling a vanilla candle that a vanilla candle isn't food. It's a candle. That's the same kind of smell you're getting out of this.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I can tell that there's a vanilla smell here, but mostly it smells like wax and chemicals.
Oh my goodness.
Ooh.
So unpleasant.
Ooh, man, I cannot wait to get into this bad boy.
How we doing?
Well, okay. You know when you get one of those birthday cakes from, like, a grocery store.
Okay, a grocery store birthday cake, like a sheet cake that says like Summa dash 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 Laude on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, sure.
You know the frosting in that is mostly just grainy sugar?
Oh my God. Yes, I do. This smells like Costco sugar cookies.
That is, it is basically like instead of the normal Oreo cream, they thickened up that birthday cake frosting.
And not very much.
And just like put it in there. Because it is just that grainy, sugary, weirdly specific to grocery store birthday cakes.
It's true. And the smell is, the problem with these is the smell is so much stronger than the previous two that just bringing them near your mouth to put it in activates the smell receptors and it ruins, like, before it goes in there. It's like when you walk up to a garage door and you know there's a dead body behind it before you even get to the door. You're like, oh, that smell. There's definitely a raccoon in there.
Yes, a raccoon. That's what I was thinking when you said there's a dead body in there. And I was like, oh, we've all been there. You know, when you go to a garage and you're like, there's a dead body in there.
It's that very special episode of Dennis the Menace we always talk about. The one where Mr. Wilson kills himself in his garage.
Yeah. And Dennis is like, oh, no.
That's what these smell like and taste like.
They taste like a very special episode of Dennis the Menace.
Where Mr. Wilson kills himself in his garage. And not with gas either, because otherwise you'd have to smell the exhaust fumes and stuff. He, like, uses a table saw or something.
Man, that's messy.
At least it wasn't the belt sander. Tonight on a very special Dennis the Menace, Margaret loves Dennis. Also, Mr. Wilson sands his face off.
Turns out Mr. Wilson was really into blacksmithing, and he's got one of those crushers that you use to melt when you have the hot steel and it pounds it flat. He just put his head under that.
Between an anvil and a hammer?
No, one of the auto crusher ones.
Oh, okay, sure.
Because so, if you just have a hammer and an anvil, that's something. But the ones that are, like, pounding flat the steel for you.
You know what I've always heard, John, is if you just have a hammer and an anvil, then everything starts to look like Mr. Wilson's fat fucking head.
It's true.
So,
oh my God.
Anyway, yeah, those taste like cheap, shitty frosting, just like everything else, birthday cake. Birthday cake is my least favorite flavor to find in these, when we see these bullshit flavor compilations. The worst thing is the birthday cake vodka.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was real bad. I mean, even like...
That's like drinking clown pee.
Even places like, you go to like a Cold Stone and they're like, oh, we got a birthday cake ice cream. And I go... Yeah, but I don't want that because it tastes like shitty birthday cake.
You know, it tastes like the worst possible frosting. It tastes like the frosting you remember getting for free when you were 7. When you're like, oh, we're at a restaurant. I earned a free cupcake here at Farrell's. And then they bring you out the thing and it's like the cheap one, the one that they have to keep separate from the others. It tastes the way that a clown cone tastes in your mind if you've never had a clown cone.
No, it is. I mean... I said it before, I'll say it again. It is just the weirdest specific frosting.
It is. It very much is. It can almost taste like which grocery store you got it from.
Oh, yeah. You're like, oh, this is definitely a Vons or Safeway for anyone not here.
Yeah.
Brand birthday cake, because that frosting is unmistakable for how grainy it is.
All right. So, yeah, you're not wrong. Now, John, I've spent the entire time that we've been eating these cookies... building monsters.
I know you have. I've watched you doing weird operations over there, Dr. Frankenstein.
So normally, when I taste Oreos, when I do a taste test of weird, dumb Oreo flavors, or M&Ms or whatever, I always have to eat two at once at the end, just so I can get a kind of sense of, like, the grand gestalt of the flavor, like, to just really kind of load it in there, right? In this case, because we're doing three different flavors, I decided to make Oreo triple stacks. Now, I've been working on it for a while and made sure that because Kettle Corn actually had a non-chocolate cookie, it actually had like a vanilla cookie shell. Both of my monster stacks have one chocolate and one vanilla shell. And then contained within is one pad of creme. And by the way, each one of these cremes is so weak that it's actually failing under the weight of a single cookie.
Yeah.
These things are collapsing in on themselves.
They're just so gushy.
So I'm going to, I don't know if you're into this or not.
Well, thank you for making two of them and thinking of me.
I want you to go ahead and eat both of these.
Oh, God. Yeah, I can just like press down and they just squish.
So this is also for you.
No, I'm just going to cheers you on that one.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, no, just like touch the cream on there real quick.
Oh, no, I know. It's it's so weird that the number one complaint we're having here is just that the structural integrity of the cream. I'm sorry, it's not the number one complaint. The number one complaint is that these smell and taste like eating dead people.
Yeah, I mean, this is basically what I imagine, like, day-old toe fungus is like. From a
day old, like, yeah. it takes years to develop, but then you let it age a day.
It's the same. Like, oh, what is this? This is cheese. We've had aged 6 years. The expiration date is in 2 weeks. You're like, what the fuck? How did you? How is that possible?
Take a sniff.
Somehow, all of the smells are canceling everything out. Like, maybe I've just gotten to the point where they've destroyed me. Yeah, that I can't smell much.
There's not much going on in here. That's true. I mean, mostly I'm just picking up that cherry cola smell somehow. That's the one that survives. Here we go.
Oh, God. Oh. Oh, no, it's too much. No. Man was not meant to do this.
This is very unpleasant. So,
God, the flavors come in waves.
Somehow might taste like peanut butter. I don't know what that is, but there's definitely... Oh, no, never mind. A Coca-Cola wave just came crashing down over it.
Oh, God. Okay.
I got to lick this frosting rim, because just taking a bite of it generated enough frosting around the edges for a small swimming pool.
It just... The sensation of biting into this was disgusting even before the flavor hit. Just all that cream squishing out the side. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, there's somehow it's sour in the back of my throat. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, my God. It's like
my throat is secreting sour defenses.
Too much. It's too much. Douse it. Douse everything.
Oh, this tastes like the kind of thing a tropical bug would boil and fire out of its ass to deter a bird.
Oh. Oh. It's like being stabbed in the side of my mouth.
I'm not kidding. The back of my throat feels like a whirlpool. I don't even know what's going on back there now.
I mean, I feel you on that, honestly. Right now, I think it's the slickness from that popcorn one mixing with that weird chemical from the cola is just... Oh, God. It's like a perfect storm of awful.
It's like I'm going into anaphylactic shock or something. I feel like my throat's closing up.
I'm going into diabetic shock is what's happening.
This would be one of the fun ways to get diabetes.
I mean, it's basically two amazingly disgusting flavors and then a lot of sugar added to it from the birthday cake one. And that's pretty much what you're looking at, is like... two nastiness piles with a big old frosting layer.
Also, I think I'm eating one of my teeth now. I think one of my teeth came out.
I'm pretty sure the Pop Rocks drilled down into the nerve and popped my tooth loose. I've got tooth-flavored Oreo.
Oh, no. My tooth has sprouted tiny legs and is trying to escape. That's what it was. There's just no specific way to describe what this tastes like in a big group like this. This is, once again, this is Coca-Cola, cherry cola, kettle corn, and birthday cake mixed together.
Oh, God.
Bad day
at the
fair.
If I died right now, the doctors who found me would be like, why did you do this? You should have known. Obviously, this would happen.
Yeah, I feel like if I died right now, I'd be in a journal for it.
Someone would definitely be like, well...
I'd be in two, because I'd be in, like, a medical journal for the effects on my mouth, which at that point would have rotted off, so I look like one of the face choices for undead in World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah.
And then also in the DSM for being willing to do this in the first place. This is... Oh, the Pop Rocks.
Oh, no, the Pop Rocks.
I know. They're the last thing to leave. They're like the Pop Rocks are like the part of the party that doesn't get the hint.
Yeah, there's... The Pop Rocks are hanging out, and they're like, yeah, what are we doing next while you're cleaning up?
Yeah, and you're like, oh, well, here, can you pass me that cup? Because you're sitting, like, making it awkward for me to reach it.
Oh, yeah, sure, fill it up, man.
Yeah. Hey, you got any more beer? And you're like, dude, it's 3 a.m. Have you not noticed that everyone else left?
Please go.
And the look that the other person who lives here shot you when they stomped off to bed? It's time. Do you need the speech from Dark Knight? What do you call them, like the sycophants and hangers-on of the Wayne fortune? This is...
Oh, fuck me in the ass. This is, oh, Lord.
Oh, my mouth.
I feel like if I went up to someone right now and spoke at them, the fumes that would come out of my mouth would melt their face off.
I feel like the sweetness, like the sugar sweetness, basically if I were to breathe directly into someone's face, I'd have a hallucination set to that If You Want to View Paradise song from the Wonka movie.
I was thinking incense and peppermints, but sure.
Sure. It could either be Strawberry Alarm Clock or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
You know, either one.
If you want to view paradise, never eat this many Oreos.
Oh my God, that is, I will say, eating the triple stack of that really is the mouthfeel equivalent of there's no earthly way of knowing.
I mean, I really can taste the centipede.
Is the grizzly reaper mowing? Yes, he is mowing my taste buds off.
My God. Oh, you know what would be the best thing is if either of had a dentist appointment coming up.
Oh, I would love that. I would love if I had a dentist appointment right now and I could just go in without having done anything. And he's like, nope, you got to go home. You done fucked up, boy.
I mean, dentist appointments are so fucking expensive anyway. How great would it be to just walk in there with like 14 pounds of cookie goo on all of your teeth?
And you're like, you take care of it.
Is this how you live? Oh, no, I did this for you.
Oh, no, this is on purpose. You see, I hate you.
I hate you, I hate your profession, and I hate evolution for giving us the shittiest teeth.
I just wanted you to know, this is what society has become.
I want to have, like, absolutely picture-perfect teeth under all that shit, which sadly is never going to be the case, but how great would that be to go have, like, perfect pearly whites, George Clooney's fucking teeth, and then you've got, like, 14 pounds of cookie juice on them.
You get that cookie juice.
Clean them, dentist. You're going to earn your living.
This is... for you. I did this for you.
Frantically waving for more garbage bags. He tries to get you to start with a rinse and spit. You're like, oh no, you're not getting out that easy.
Oh goodness, no. I need you to get in there.
You're going to need to use all those weird little hooks.
What I want is for you to just start stabbing at my face until things come loose.
I blame you for every time I go, not you, but the dentist. For every time I go to the dentist, when they lay out like eight little hook things, each one of them is double-sided, and you're like, oh my God, what the hell is possibly going to happen? And then they use one the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Maybe there's like a second one that they'll use, possibly. Mm-hmm.
And even then, it's probably just because the first one bent or something. But they're never like, ah, for this, I'll need a number six.
Yeah. It's usually just the little hook that they'll do scraping with, and then occasionally they'll get one that's, like, straighter?
Yeah. But they lay them all out, and I think it's just to scare you.
Oh, yeah. They're like, look at all these tools I could use on your face.
Yeah, they should put a little tiny egg beater in there. Okay, the tooth beater is working. Let's put that down.
Stick your tongue out.
Just put a piece of rough sandpaper on the table. We might need to sand some burrs off your teeth. Anyway, if you'll excuse me, John, I think I'm pretty much done with this conversation. I need to go sand some cookie out of my fucking mouth.
Yeah.
There are still pop rocks going off.
Thank you so much for listening to our very special presentation of Who Eats This Cheap Shit?
And it's us. We do.
It's us. We do. And we're sorry.
Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, cover it in chocolate and a miracle or two? The Candyman. The Candyman can.
Candyman can. Skinny penis.